Hello and welcome to the Niagara Guide Podcast. This podcast covers topics related to living, working, and playing in Niagara. Thank you for joining us for episode number 3. Today I am pleased to be speaking with Charmaine Grace, President of Business and Professional Women, Niagara Falls. We'll discuss the purpose of BPW, its long history in Niagara Falls, and some of the ongoing challenges women face, and how BPW Niagara Falls is helping make Niagara better. So hi there, it's Mark Kawabi from the Niagara Guide, and I am pleased to be sitting here with another one of our community partners. This is Charmaine Grace, who is the president of BPW Niagara Falls. And Charmaine, I'll let you introduce what is BPW, and give me a bit of history perhaps on the Niagara Falls chapter in particular.
Okay. Let me tell you first, Mark, that BPW stands for Business and Professional Women. We're the Niagara Falls chapter. We're part of the Ontario Federation, the Canadian Federation, and the International Federation of Business and Professional Women. What they do, what Business and Professional Women do, is they develop the professional and leadership potential of women in Canada and throughout through education, awareness, advocacy, and mentoring within a supportive network.
So I know that one of the slogans sort of the organization has been women helping women.
Women helping women, women empowering women. What we do is we really help women through working for their economic independence, for equal opportunity and representation in economic and civil and political life. We encourage and support women and girls to develop their professional and leadership skills or potential. And we undertake lifetime education and training and to use their abilities for the benefit of others locally and internationally. Hmm. We advocate for the elimination of discrimination against women, which surprisingly, in 2019, we still need to do.
Well, unfortunately, it's still quite prevalent, and I'm glad there's an organization like BPW Niagara Falls that's working for it on a continual basis. What I'm remembering is that, so I've been around for a few years in business, and BPW has always been there. As when I started my business, and going back about 20 years, I remember hearing about BPW, but I understand that the Niagara Falls chapter in particular has a much longer history.
Yes, actually, the Niagara Falls chapter is the longest operating BPW chapter of the Federation. It was founded in Niagara Falls in 1917 as the Niagara Falls Council of Women. And in 1930, when the Business and Professional Women was formed, Niagara Falls chapter was invited to join. So we are recognized as being a BPW club for 100 years. And we have
2017.
As of 2017, yes.
So you're turning 102 this year.
Exactly. Excellent. Exactly. Yes. 2 years ago, we celebrated our 100th birthday by the BPW Ontario conference was held in Niagara Falls, and we celebrated then. And we also held a murder mystery recognizing 1917 as the year we started.
I remember hearing about that because I got invited to it, and I wasn't able to go, unfortunately. But at the local level, what does BPW Niagara Falls do?
Right now, what we're doing is we hold monthly meetings, and we invite professional people to come in and speak at our meetings. And some of the things we've learned about include dealing with grief, heart and stroke. We've had the YWC come in and tell us about what they do for housing for women. We also do some fundraisers, and when we held that first murder mystery, mm-hmm. we gave funds to the YWCA, and I think that that's kind of apropos considering that when they used to house us, and we donated to them so that they could help other women with their housing.
Oh, excellent.
The last murder mystery we gave, which was set in the 1920s, because we were still there. The money we raised from that, we donated $1,000 to the Hotel du Chèvre Rehabilitation Foundation. And what they did with the money, wow, it was just so awesome. When we did the check to them, they held a reception for us and told us what they're doing with the money. And they were purchasing voice assist machines for people with ALS. That's Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that they could speak and be understood longer. And it was just, oh my gosh, it was just so touching.
Wow.
Some of the other things that we have done is a couple of years ago, we gathered together a bunch of things to donate to a First Nations house for women that was like a transition house for mm-hmm. them. And it's located in St. Catharines. So we're always looking for ways to raise funds to donate to worthy causes. But I think the most important thing that we are involved in right now is we're part of the Project En Route. And Project En Route is a program to educate people, police and other advocacy things, on human trafficking.
Yeah, I know that because we're close to the border, there's a lot more of that that goes on here than I think the general public is aware of.
Well, it is a big problem in Niagara. And one of the things that I learned, we had the woman, she's from Farmtown Canada, and what she does, she has a horse ranch where she rehabilitates people that have been trafficked.
Oh, wow.
It's really incredible, the power of horses to read a person's energy and to actually help them.
Hmm.
But one of the things that we're working on with Project En Route is, again, to have people be aware of what happens with people who are trafficked, and to recognize signs of someone who may have been trafficked.
Hmm.
So we have there's a big thing going on in July to put out a lot of information so people know. They need to know, recognize when someone may have been trafficked,
mm-hmm.
and work for ways that they can rescue them safely. Like, you just don't grab them and, you know, and say, let me help you, because that could be very, very, very dangerous.
Hmm. I just want to shift the focus to you for a moment. So you're the newest president of BPW Niagara Falls. Congratulations. What was it about BPW that called to you and said, I've got to get involved in this?
I've been volunteering with the Cancer Society. I had been for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, there's a lot of information about cancer out there. I'm starting a business. I want help with my business. So I want to join Business Professional Women, because together we can help each other.
Hmm.
It's my belief, right? And I really think it does. I had joined with the idea of sitting back and being a member. That's all, just being a member. I've done a lot of leadership roles. You know, I was a Toastmaster for 22 years as well, and I went through a lot of leadership roles there. But I thought I would learn more about business, about working with women in business, and I think it's really important to build some relationships with other people and to learn and help each other. So that's why I joined. And then we started working on, we needed a fundraiser for the 100th year. I said, well, why don't we do a murder mystery? And I have personal experience with that, because we've done a couple of really large ones in our family, and they're not the ones that you buy in a box.
Right.
We create them based on the people and their interests, and we've had some great fun with them. So that's how we started doing a couple of murder mysteries, which are a lot of fun. But I really like to help. Like, as I mentioned earlier, when we donated all those items to that halfway house for the First Nations women, my gosh, my heart, grew about 3 times to see how you were, how we were helping. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So the helping other people for me is a big, big thing. I love helping other people.
How many people are in BPW Niagara Falls?
Well, Mark, I'm sad to say there's not enough. We have about 7 people right now. We are on a we are developing a membership drive, because to do the things that we would like to do to help women, we need a couple more people. Well, more than a couple more people. There's so much power in a group that can work together to help others that I would really like to have more business and professional women come out to BPW, because I know that we all have so much to give, and together we can give so much more.
Yeah, there's always strength in numbers, that's for sure.
Strength in numbers, and there is in the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about how when you use the intelligence of more than one person, it's not like just having 2 people there. It exponentially increases the creativity and the ability of people to work together. Things come out. People achieve more. People help more. You know, there's so much more in it. It's almost like having a mini mastermind group where you have this group of people together, and when they put their minds together and they think of something, the potential is limitless.
That's one of the great things about group events, you know, the yes. energy of multiple people
yes.
really can spark off a whole lot of great ideas and
yes.
take small ideas and make them huge.
Exactly.
It's part of the challenge these days, really, of any group, whether it's a networking group or a service club or any other volunteer organization where you're involved in doing good things. It's always tricky to find the right balance of how many people you can get, and
yes.
and making sure membership stays high is just so challenging.
It is challenging, and it's one of the things that I really want to work on, because as I just said, there's so much more benefit with more people.
When does BPW Niagara Falls currently meet?
Currently, we meet the 4th Wednesday of the month mm-hmm. at 5:30 at Michelangelo's on Lundy's Lane in Niagara Falls.
Michelangelo's, they recently renovated, didn't they?
Yes, they did. We have a little room, as a rule, that we meet in, separate from the rest of the crowd.
Okay.
So we can get in down and do some business in there.
So, meeting on the 4th Wednesday of every month, and I know that you always put your events, upcoming events, listed on the website, and that's bpwniagara.com, and Charmaine, you've told me that there's some updates coming to that in terms of the web address, so
yes.
We'll make sure that all of your events are posted on the Niagara Guide event calendar, and obviously, people who are interested, they can also find us, they can find about BPW on your own website, and you can also come to the Niagara Guide.
Yes.
And we're really happy to be supporting BPW Niagara Falls through the work that we're doing. And hopefully you've celebrated 100 years in 2017. Yes. And well, looking forward to the next 100, I guess, is the way it's going.
Yes.
And yeah.
Well, you know, I really think that BPW Niagara Falls stands for really good things. Being part of the organization gives us a chance to strive for higher standards in our business, to work with women's advocacy, as we mentioned, but there's also personal development, leadership skills, and mentorship. And while we're not a networking club per se, there are networking opportunities within the club. You know, women empowering women, women for women, women helping women, all of this is a very important part of my life, and I hope it's an important part of your life as well to the people we're talking to. And if you want an opportunity to be involved in BPW Niagara Falls, please check on our website, register for a meeting, or just stop in for a meeting. We would be glad to have you.
Excellent. I hope a lot of people will take you up on those offers. Now, I'm going to do one more thing, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
It has absolutely nothing to do with BPW. This is all about you.
Okay.
Tell me, what are your three favorite songs?
My three favorite songs?
Yeah.
Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. There's a Pointer Sisters one, Jump for My Love. And what else? What else? I'm going to go back to Roy Orbison. I just love Roy Orbison.
Two Roy Orbison songs in the top three. Okay, I'm cool with that. And what is it about Roy that resonates with you?
I just love his music. It's very singable. Mm-hmm. And most of his earlier songs, they took me through a rough time in my life, actually. Hmm. And I think I just fell in love with his music. And that's all I can say. It's like I get things out of them every time I hear them.
Well, Charmaine, I want to thank you so much for giving us all this information about BPW and Niagara Falls and about yourself and your three favorite songs. And certainly, like I said, from the Niagara Guide, we look forward to supporting BPW Niagara Falls going forward.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's been a pleasure to be here. And I hope that your next step to the women out in the audience is to stop in and visit BPW Niagara Falls.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Niagara Guide podcast. You can find all the links we mentioned in the show on our website at www.theniagaraguide.com. To be featured on our podcast, please contact us through the website and we'll tell you what's required. Tune in next week to learn more about living, working, and playing in Niagara. I'm Mark Kawabi. Thanks again for listening.